Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, well, Merry Christmas to everybody who celebrated yesterday, the day after Christmas, and now we get to do the cleanup and pick up and deal with all the mess. The chaos is over, and we get to enjoy ourselves on this day to maybe rest a little bit and enjoy what we have. Well, we woke up this morning here with a little bit of snow cover all over everything. So I'm going to say that it happened in, just before midnight. So we'll call it a white Christmas. How about that? I don't know if that counts. But anyways, we got some snow. We got some snow out there this morning. Very minimal. But yesterday was just full of rain. I mean, the roads were ice. I know it was where I am. We went to see some family, and you walk outside, and it was just a sheet of ice. So, the weather was trying for that white Christmas for us, but alas, we did not get it. So we had some good a good run while it lasted. Right, winter started this week. We barely had touches of snow or anything this past month before winter happened here. So it's getting to that point where it's finally saying, "All right, it's winter." If you've done everything outside, can't do any more. You know, the temperature, you wake up this morning, 32 degrees. Yesterday was frozen. Our plants are being put to bed yesterday, officially, in a lot of the areas on the, in the Massachusetts area. I know in New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine already had some snow on the ground, so everything was put to bed. We're focusing more on our inside type plants. Hopefully we can focus on some of those house plants and maybe you got some new plants this for Christmas or for the holidays. Something that you want to take care of for, the foreseeable future. I know a lot of people out there are just excited at Christmas time when it does, for the plants. It's not just the poinsettias, the Christmas cactus, the calanchoe or the calancio, those types. Just the color that it brings into the house with it. It's pretty good, the colors that you can bring in from the different holiday plants. Now we move into going to the next season, right? Next holiday will be New Year's Eve to New Year's Day. We'll start fresh, get rid of 2021, start into 2022, and see what happens for that next year. I'll tell you, I know we'll be excited to move on from this year, but what will you be looking to do next year in the garden? Is it something you want to get started with now? Something that you want to plan now? You know, is it something that you're looking at and saying, I want this type of garden for next year. I want this type of garden. I'm going to do more, you know, vegetables. I'm going to do more annuals. What are you going to do? Are you going to start indoors? These are all things we can start planning now because we're in that next phase, right? We're getting ready to it. We're looking at it and saying, all right, if I'm going to start vegetables, some of these vegetables I need to start in February. Well, February is a lot closer than it was, obviously, a week ago, but than it was a couple weeks ago. We're getting into thinking about getting started for next season. You know, this season is officially hit in the middle of last week. Now let's think of the next one. Let's get over this one because we've been waiting for winter and it's finally reared its head. But now let's start thinking about spring. So, you know, as always, this time of year, I'm looking at different websites for different seeds. You know, I tend to look at some of the bigger websites, you know, example, Burpee, just because of the amount of information that's on there. I just love the quality of the information that's there because every single thing has so much for it. Am I going to buy seeds from there? Not necessarily. I might look for, you know, something to support a local garden center or find them at the local garden center. But this is where I'll take my information. And these are the types of things that, you know, I want to look at. So when spring hits, I'm ready to go. Because some of these, if we're going to start from seed, we're going to start early in February. You know, end of February, beginning of March. Now, it seems like a good amount away. It still is. But we want to be ahead of it. You know, I'm sure we all hear about the supply chain, all these things. But getting things delivered takes a little bit more time, too. So getting them now, so you have them when time hits. Going to the local garden center, getting that seed starting soil, getting the, you know, the trays to start your plants, getting the lights, getting all those things if you didn't get some of them for the holidays. These are things that we want to be ready for. Now, we can go into that as the show goes on, what you need, what you think you need, you know, including heat mats, right? All the way down to keeping that soil a warm temperature, getting the lights. You know, what are you looking to do? What are you looking to get excited for spring of 22? You know, we are not that far from it. We are now on our way to longer days, brighter days. So that's exciting. But it is it's time to start thinking spring. We've gotten to the big holiday. Let's move to the next and think about it. Now, another type of site that I would be looking at is, another seed site would be Botanical Interests. right? Botanical interest. You might have heard me talk about it like about a month ago in regards to the different seed like packets they have. But they have some nice collections, right? So that's another one to look at. You can purchase them online, but at the same time, a lot of local garden centers have botanical interest nowadays. They're really cool packages. The design on it, it's not a picture of, you know, like taken with a camera. It's drawn. It is, they are phenomenal artwork on there. So it's a little bit more to it, right? A lot of the information on there is not as, it's got information on there that you're looking for, but it's not as informative in my thought process as Burpee, right? Again, I use Burpee for tons of information. They've been around for years upon years. I couldn't tell you how many years, but they've been there for a long time with tons of information. So this is the time to gather that information, get ready for spring 22, and think about what we're going to do. That way, we are ahead of it. So give us a call here at 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
And welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And still dark out there, but once you wake up, you'll start to see some of that, some of the area, some white stuff on the ground covering up. And allowing us to get ready for you know, the indoor gardening season at this point. That's kind of where we are with everything, right? It's winter is here. It is showing us what's going on. So definitely take a look. If you're looking for some ideas of what to do with your Christmas tree this year, you know, take a look at our newsletter. If you don't get our newsletter, go to paulparent.com. Scroll all the way down. You can get a subscribe to it. But there's some things you can do with that Christmas tree. You can actually recycle it when you're done. Obviously, you need to take everything off, including if you put any of that tinsel on there. I cringe when I hear the word tinsel, but I digress. Anyways, clean it all up, and now, you know, if you're in an area that lives next to or near the seashore, some of those towns will actually take the tree and place it in the sand dunes to catch the sand to prevent some storm erosion by the waves at this time. So that's a pretty cool thing to do. If you have some hydrangeas, roses, or tender perennials, you can actually cut the branches from the tree and place them around the plants to help cut the force of the wind on them during the winter. So that's another thing to be using for them. I know we had some snow and rain yesterday, some ice, but this is going to help another extra insulation. Now, if you have some small, newly planted evergreens, so newly, don't think of like your long-term like ivy or pachysandra or junipers, those types of things. You can place the branches over the top of them. That will help prevent some dehydration. Some people will even put them in the compost pile. That's part of it. But another thing that you could look at doing is just placing out in the backyard. place the tree near, like, a bird feeder, right? It's the time of year where we're feeding the birds, helping them find food. Well, this tree can give them a place for shelter when, you know, a snowstorm arrives or, you know, as the article states, nice little area away from the neighbor's cat. That's a good idea, right? There's a lot of other things you can do, but sometimes, you know, your towns will chip them into mulch to help the towns cover the flower beds, that type of thing. But recycling them is the best way to go with it, you know, even if you just like to throw it into the woods. Stand it up a little bit so that, you know, the birds have something to hide in. Any of those types that are out there, your squirrels, chipmunks, they have something for a cover while the needles are still on it, right? You just help Mother Nature, you know, keep, as we wrote in this, I was saying that before I even read the article, helping Mother Nature keep the planet healthy, right? Those are some things to be doing with those recycled Christmas trees instead of just, you know, throwing it out and dealing with it. Or, hey, some of you will keep it up till February. Do what you got to do, but I'll tell you, my artificial Christmas tree goes right in the bag and goes back into storage till next year. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time before the end of the show. We've got 3.5 hours left. So give us a call. I know we're all just, well, some of you are still sleeping. Some just getting up. We have, you know, the day after Christmas is like, all right. Now the holiday season's over. Let's move on to the next thing. Let's get some rest. And that's today. So definitely enjoy it while you can. We're going to be here for the next 3.5 hours to try and give you some ideas of what to do in the garden. But in the meantime, give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone for fertilizer has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Merry Christmas. Russian troops are reportedly withdrawing to what they call their permanent deployment points from the Ukraine border, and that's according to Interfax News. It's reporting quotes from the Russian military. The troop withdrawal only seems to represent a fraction of the upwards of 100,000 Russian troops, though, who are thought to be stationed near that border. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is encouraging Western nations to band together against China. In an interview with Global Television, Trudeau said, quote, "We need to do a better job of working together and standing strong so China can't play the angles and divide us one against the other." The lead singer of the Marvelettes has died. Wanda Young was 78. And this is USA Radio News. The Commander-in-Chief delivers a Christmas video message with U.S. troops around the world.
As your Commander-in-Chief, I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a poor substitute for what you're missing, but I understand I just want you to know how much we care. We're grateful for your courage, your sacrifice, not only your sacrifice, but your family's sacrifice.
President Biden was on a video link from the White House along with First Lady Jill Biden. Biden again calling the men and women on active duty the solid steel spine of America. As Christmas weekend continues, so do the flight delays and cancellations that have been going on now for several days. According to FlightAware, U.S. Airlines canceled or delayed more than 3,000 flights. On Saturday, more than 6,000 delayed or scrubbed around the world. Many airline workers are suffering with COVID-19, and there's been bad weather, especially in the western U.S. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I was talking about some different plants that you might get for Christmas, right? And what to do with them. And now I found a pretty good article that has 10 indoor Christmas plants and how to care for them. It's on countryliving.com. Now, it's pretty cool. It actually, so what it does is it gives you the plant, how to care for it, and then it'll tell you keep it or toss it. Being a plant person, right? You almost want to say, keep it, all the time. But what they have on here, the majority of them are going to keep. One of them, I think, is funny. It's the top 10 indoor Christmas plants. And number 3 on the list is a Christmas tree. So, I mean, it is pretty cool. It's a good information on what to do, but on the end. It has that same question, keep or toss. So, I think we all know the answer, but we just talked about it. Recycle, so don't toss it. Anyways, there's a number of plants on there. You know, the Christmas cactus, cyclamen, amaryllis, rosemary, paper whites. It's funny, the paper whites were instantly right at the keep or toss. It says toss right there. But they are the type that you can't bring back and you don't keep doing. Whereas an amaryllis are things that you can keep and keep going. Rosemary, orchids, all those things you just keep. A cyclamen, that's one that they say to toss, right? It's just a little bit harder to get it to rebloom. It's a little bit more effort. This one, you're not buying giant cyclamen that are like the size of some of the poinsettias that are, in a 12-inch pot, 14-inch pot that are huge. Cyclamen are usually in a smaller, so they don't hit the wallet as hard. So those are a little bit easier to get rid of. But you look at some of these other ones, and you can continue to take care of them and get them, to rebloom for the next season. Orchids, another one. Orchids are, a lot of them are blooming this time of year. Orchid seasons towards the end of the season. Beautiful Christmas gifts you know, if you have a late Christmas party in the next day or two, hey, go to a garden center, pick up an orchid, Christmas cactus, any of those. Beautiful to bring to your, as a gift or to even just have. Take a look at it, but this website, this article, the countryliving.com, if you look up Christmas plants on their website, it has the top 10. Some cool information, just minimal information, but I think it's worth looking at. I try to each week look at a different article, different information, so that, you know, I can pass it along to you to get that information. We're really just trying to learn the different things, get different things for that next season so we know, all right, this is what we can do. So our phone number is 855-660-4261. If you have any questions, you can give us a call. I know it's early. We're all just spent from the holidays, and today is a nice day to just sit back and relax and enjoy the day. So we'll be here for the next couple hours. Now, some other things to be thinking about with all of our plants, and you've probably heard me talk about it during the winter time a lot, is, you know, humidity in your area for your plants and the best ways to do it. Because a lot of our plants that we put out in the house need that extra humidity to continue to grow. They feed off of it. Now, one of the easiest ways to create humidity that can stay a little bit is to group your plants. Take your plants and put them in multiples, not just by themselves. You know, sometimes easier said than done, right? But grouping them will help. Grouping them gets them so that they will create that humidity together, especially if you have your own humidity, they will pull it together. They feed off each other, not physically feed by, you know, fertilizer, that type of thing, but they will help each other go. So that is something to look at. Now, if you want to create humidity nice and simple way, you know, get a spray bottle and mist the area. Get the humidity up. But that doesn't have the humidity stay there the entire time. You would have to spray those plants constantly, and not, you know, at the every second here, but every 15 minutes, every 20 minutes to create it, maybe every hour, depending upon, you know, how much you've sprayed, etc. But you get the idea. Now, another way is to create your own humidity tray, where you would take a saucer or a container of some sorts that will hold water. Fill it about halfway with rocks. You can get rocks from outside. You can get rocks from the garden center. You can do any of those things. And then fill the rest of it with water and fill past that. That water, you're not going to see it, but will evaporate into the air and create the humidity around those plants. And that's exactly going to help, you know, the majority of your plants, the tropical plants, and create the humidity around it to allow them to feed off of each other and get that. Because it's not just about watering, sunlight, and fertilizer. It's about the whole mix of everything. So definitely something to think about if you have a good amount of plants. This tray can be in the middle of the plants. I wouldn't say put it underneath a plant. Sitting water sometimes can, when a plant trying to pull it up, if the roots are very towards the bottom of the pots, can become root rot. The other thing is not something we want to sit, right? Standing water doesn't always end well, but we want to make sure that it's cleaned regularly. We don't want stagnant water. We don't want, like, you know, making it dirty. So a couple things to do with that. Make sure the rocks that you're putting in there have been washed and cleaned so that there's no algae or dirt or any of those things on it, so the water can stay cleaner. so the water isn't fully absorbed into dirt or something along those lines, so that the water can do its thing. It'll evaporate, but it is something you need to check regularly, because we want to make sure that it just doesn't create like a, you know, insect breeding ground too. Sometimes it can do that. So that's something to think about. But again, humidity is key to a lot of our indoor houseplants. If you think about a lot of the houseplants that we consider houseplants in the northern part of the country, you know, they come from tropical areas. They can live outside. They live in the rainforest. They live in those types of things where it has more moisture, that type of thing. All right. So that's some things to be thinking about with your plants when you bring them indoors. So our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time if you have some questions, you want to give us a call. So we're going to be here to answer those, or just to at least keep you with some thoughts in the garden for spring of 2022. Now, some other things to be thinking about, you know, what do we want to do? Do we want to do some different landscapes? Do we want to do a perennial bed? Do we want to do a, you know, like I said earlier, more of a vegetable garden? What do we want to do? Those are types of things that we should be planning at this point in time. So, you know, for me, we've done a lot of work at the outside of the house. I posted pictures on our Facebook page a couple weeks ago of all the trees that came down. What's next for us? Well, we're going to do a number of things in our front yard. We're going to stump grind those stumps that are out there that you might have seen to get them ready for a lawn that's there, plus more shrubs, trees, etc. You know, not big trees, not things that are going to take over like they were here previous, like hemlocks and oaks and those types of things. We got plenty of those in the woods. You know, maybe it's some accent trees. You know, I've been thinking about it and seeing what do I want to put out there. And, you know, my wife has been saying, you know, draw it out. Show me what it is so I can see it. I need to see it drawn out, what you're going to do. You know, on the other hand, I'm just like, well, I'm going to put this here, I'm going to do this here, but I'm not going to draw, you know, in my head, I don't want to draw it out. I just want to see how it goes. But it makes sense, right? I can say this because she's still sleeping. She can't hear me that she's right. But I digress. Anyways, it's one of those things where planning ahead will help you for what you want to do. You know, I'm thinking about a couple different trees to put in the yard. I know one we're going to put is at least one hydrangea tree, right? When you see some of those hydrangeas in full bloom in the tree form, gorgeous. I'm going to put a bunch of hydrangeas around. Want that color. What else? One tree I want to put out there definitely is a paper bark maple or a birch tree. I can't even think of the name right now, but it's a paper bark type maple that has that exfoliating bark. I would love to have, you know, clump form of that, and I think it looks phenomenal with a, you know, uplighting done with some of the lighting out in the yard so you can see what it really looks like. You know, one tree that my father had in his yard, which, you know, I introduced to him, which I thought was one of my favorite trees, is the Little King birch. Now, this birch doesn't get huge. It gets about 10 to 12 feet tall. When you get it in a nice clump form, it can actually form almost into a ball. It has exfoliating bark. It has the same look to it, but it's just so cool looking. So that's, you know, that's an idea. What else do we want to do? And these are all things that we think about. But I will say drawing it out, as much as I don't want to, I think is going to be the way to go for anyone. So you can kind of plan it out, and you can kind of plan in stages, because, you know, plants and what we do out there takes a lot of time and effort, and it's going to cost some things. So planning ahead is going to help us when it comes to budgeting, those types of things, because, you know, projects in the garden, like I said, can cost some money. So we want to budget and make sure we can do it successfully and have a great look to it. So these are the types of things we do this time of year. Plan. Get ahead. So when spring hits, we're ready to go. If you have some questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?
Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we've talked about this a number of times. You know, we really talked about it in the fall when, you know, the debate of clean up your leaves or leave your leaves, right? Because what it can do to the pollinators, etc. Well, one of my biggest takeaways that I was trying to, you know, bring up was cleaning up. You know, what if you don't have anything that attracts any of those pollinators? The pollinators aren't going to be in your yard. But let's think the opposite. Let's think about putting pollinator plants in your garden this year, not just to, you know, help, you know, the plants that you have, but help the environment at the same time, bring them to your home. Now, one of the things that we think about when it comes to pollinators or, you know, different things that we want to have in the yard for some of this is looking at attracting the beneficial bees, right? You know, pollination occurs when pollen is transferred from one flower to a second flower of the same species where it can fertilize it and begin the process of fruit and seed production, right? Some plants do pollinate themselves, but most require the help of an insect, bird, even bats, and other organisms. So those are all considered pollinators, right? So those are some different things to be thinking about. So now, how do we get them in there? We plant plants that they will love. Now, I looked up and just to get some specifics, but a lot of them we might already be planting and thinking about. Now, flowers that bees love: alyssum, agastache, butterfly weed, aster, echinacea, or geraniums, monarda, poppies, black-eyed Susan, and yes, clover. So we talk about clover in the lawn and we say, all right, we're going to use the clover oxalis killer. We're going to get rid of it. We're going to spray it three times. We're going to do this. But it is a plant that bees love. So, hey, maybe plant some of that clover in an area to bring them to the house. So these are all some plants that will attract bees to your yard and help pollinate. You know, we talk about all the time, you know, save the bees, right? It's a true statement. We need to take care of our insects, our bees out there. Now, some of the things that, you know, a specific article that we're talking about here on gardeners.com has, you know, they have some steps of how you can help. One of them, create diverse plantings. Again, we want to have multiples of the same so that these pollinators can pollinate the others. But having that diverse planting that have different blooms throughout the season, we're not just looking for spring blooming. We want spring through fall. So we attract them all throughout the year, not just at one time. Now, one of the newer things that we've had in the past 5 years has become more popular is planting wildflowers and native species. Natives is a big thing. That will actually not only attract bees, but it'll also, it can bring some of the butterflies, that type of thing as well. So some of the beautiful things to see. We're creating a habitat. That's what we're doing. That's where, you know, attracting these pollinators to your home. Now, some will say that the flowers that you have on some of the plants, you are looking for a single flower, right? Because the single flower can actually provide more nectar and pollen than double flowers. They actually say, which I think this is very key because you know, looking at it, you kind of say, all right, well, more flower, the better. But what it does is those extra petals, they actually replace some of the pollen-laden areas. So double flower actually makes it more difficult for the bee to reach the inner flower parts. I think this is the biggest thing that I've learned about it is single flowers are best. Anyways, we can discuss this and more because I think we're planning for the future, planning for spring. But give us a call, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.